Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Elise Benin back on the show. Elise is the author of many books, including The Art of Self-Promotion, also Stop Pushing Me Around, among other books that she's written over the years. She is the marketing mentor, and she's here to talk to us about something that's kind of like a vitamin, right, Elise?
It is. I like that analogy.
So I'm going to start calling. I'm going to call what you're going to talk about today a one a day marketing vitamin.
Okay.
You think we could get any kind of copyright infringement or trademark infringements there, Elise?
I don't know.
One a day marketing vitamin. How about that?
I like that.
So tell us what this is all about.
So every year I create a marketing plan in a calendar for the creative professionals in my network. And for the past couple of years, the people who have bought it and used it told me it's overwhelming, that there's too much in it for them to do.
Wow.
So this year,
what have you been doing? I mean, was it like homework every night, or what were you doing?
I gave them several things to do, because I do believe, and the standard formula that you hear out there is 10 to 20% of your time and money should be spent on marketing.
What's wrong with that? I mean, that's like, duh.
I agree with that, but
are these people, are they lazy, or they just don't want any more business?
I don't really know. I think it's because marketing is not their favorite thing to do.
It's not anybody's favorite thing.
They'd rather be doing their work, and I think that they are satisfied for the most part with whatever comes along.
What does that tell you about that? So does this say more about them or more about you?
Well, I think it says a lot about them. What does it say about me?
Yeah, I think so too. I think it says more about them than it does about you.
Right, but still, I needed to create something that they could actually use.
Yeah.
So I streamlined it. I stripped a lot of things out of it, and I basically came up with this marketing plan now that has one thing to do a day.
Okay. So what would be an example of one thing to do a day?
So I'll just tell you what's on every day. Monday is your day to do research, because it's not really a good day to do outreach. Everybody's kind of getting settled into the week. So you figure out who you're going to prospect to over the course of the week. You figure out what associations you need to be learning about, what events you need to be attending. All of that you do on Monday.
All right. And that's sort of as I look into what's coming up during the week, what do you need to go that you maybe you don't know about right now, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
What's on the calendar?
But it also sets the stage for the rest of the week, because often people get to the prospecting day, which is Tuesday,
right,
and they say, but I don't know who to call. They haven't done the research to do the prospecting. So that's why the week starts with research.
Right. See, you need to have a little song about this. Remember the song, Today is Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? You know that song?
I think I'm too young
today
for that.
Today is Monday. Monday, roast beef. Tuesday, green beans. You see,
no, what part of the country is that from?
You don't know that song? No, this is an old kid's song. I guess the operative word.
I was never a kid.
I guess the operative word being old. But folks, you can Google it. You can Google it if you want to.
What would I Google?
On Facebook. I guess, I don't know, the weekday food song, I guess. I don't know. But you need to come up with a song for this. That would be great.
We need a song.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So Tuesday is prospecting. Wednesday is creating content.
Okay.
So this is where I handle your email newsletter, your case studies that you're writing, your
social media, write a blog,
things that you're tweeting out, all of that. You create that content on Wednesday.
Okay.
On Thursday, you do your follow-up. So this is follow-up to the people that you prospected on Tuesday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's follow-up to any outstanding proposals. It's follow-up to some of those invitations where someone said, oh, yeah, we should have coffee one day, but it never happened. You know, you really kind of pull together all of the hanging threads of your marketing and try to tie them up on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday is kind of a more laid-back day for everyone in terms of marketing and their work. So that's the day I've allocated to making changes to your own website.
Mm-hmm.
And that could include, you know, updating things in your portfolio or adding more case studies or posting something on your blog or adding a testimonial or any little thing. But, you know, the more you change your website, the more Google's going to like it.
Right, right. Exactly. So
all you have to do.
So whip through them all five. First one is get your networking ready.
Monday is research.
Research, all right, which includes networking. Tuesday is
prospecting.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday is media. Get your creating content. Publishing, creating and publishing content.
That's right.
All right, that's Wednesday. Thursday is again what?
Follow up.
All right, and Friday.
Make a change to your own website.
All right. Shouldn't Friday also? What would be wrong with Friday being? We're giving them the weekend off. What's wrong with these people? They're lazy. so shouldn't Friday be the day that we say, okay, here's what I'm going to do on Friday, so that Monday I don't have to start from scratch? Shouldn't there be something on Friday to set me up for Monday?
There could be.
Now am I starting to get back into your old way where they didn't like?
No, not necessarily. In fact, one of my clients asked if he could create an infographic based on the calendar.
Yeah.
On the plan. So he did, and he did add something for the weekend. Let's see if I can find it. I think it was like reflect, it basically had you taking time away from the doing to think about things,
mm-hmm.
which I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
This is a collaborative effort here, Jim.
So
you're going to write the song.
I am going to write the song. So can you, if I want the old one, if I want to work a little harder, can I go back and get the other one too?
Absolutely. That's okay. Called the Marketing Plan Bundle. And all of it is available.
That's the marketing plan for people who really want to be successful.
Hungry people.
The other one is for the lazy people, right?
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that. Give us the website, please.
Okay, so marketing-mentor-toolbox.com.
Today is Monday. Monday, research. Tuesday, prospecting, right? No, is that right? Wednesday, content. Thursday,
follow up.
Friday,
website.
All the little children do the work. How about that? There it is. There it is, folks, right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. You don't get stuff like this anywhere else. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.